Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart, now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Are you one of the 2 in 5 Americans wanting to start your own business or already a business owner? Stay tuned. This show is about starting and growing your business. Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we learn why and how ordinary people just like you started and grew their businesses, and we also talk about the intellectual property that helps protect your innovations.
And now it's time for our distinguished guests, Tom and Tara Gallup, owners of Beverly Hills Toy Share, a chocolate shop. Tom is an accomplished actor. He's been in lots of stuff that you've probably seen, like the Bourne series of movies and Will and Grace and The X-Files. And we love all that stuff. So thank you very much for your great work there. And his charming wife, Tara. Together, they have a podcast. It's called For Love and Chocolate. And they have this amazing chocolate shop in Beverly Hills. And they're really just the nicest, sweetest couple. And they're bringing a lot of romance back into our lives. So welcome to the show. Tell us, why a chocolate shop?
Well, thank you again, guys, for having us on. And why a chocolate shop is a great question. And I'm going to defer to my wife on this one because this is all her doing. Honestly, I'm like Robin in the Batmobile. I'm just along for the ride.
Well, yeah, that's not exactly true. He's not always open to my ideas, but when I have a good one and he knows it's a good one, he makes it happen. He is amazing that way. As you mentioned, he's an actor, you know, and with actors, sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. We thought, well, wouldn't it be fun to have a little business together? We were looking for about a year. We looked to all these different meetings. We thought about all these different things. And then this just fell from the heavens. My middle daughter was working at the Toy Share chocolate shop in Beverly Hills, been there for 40 years. And the family decided to go a different direction, make their own chocolates, who were running them. Well, let me just say these chocolate shops are franchises out of Switzerland. The chocolate's all made there.
There are 11 in the world.
We fly the chocolate in on Lufthansa Airlines. People are emotionally attached to this chocolate. Not to mention all the Europeans who live in Beverly Hills or in the area. Like, they have to have good chocolate because it's just amazing. Yeah. So anyways, this opportunity just fell into our laps. And I really pushed him to do it. But man, he took the ball and ran with it. It was just meant to be.
The franchisee was actually across the street in Beverly Hills from where we are now. And she ran it for 36 years, and then she retired and left it to her adult sons. And, you know, they got this idea that they could do it better. They didn't want to pay the export fees.
I think they just really wanted something they could mass produce more easily.
Maybe, but it's literally like if someone were to wake up out of a dream and think, you know what, the wheel, I can do better. I'm going to reinvent the wheel.
So yeah. I have to ask you guys about this, though. I went on your website. Oh, my gosh. The packaging. We need to talk about that packaging. That is beyond anything I've seen for any chocolate company.
We have a lot of different choices for packaging, and they're all extraordinary. And they're all designed by this man named Felix Detweiler, who's been working for Mr. Toy Share in Zurich since 1961. And he is just such a creative man. And so we have gorgeous silk floral boxes. And so it's a gorgeous floral on a box. And then we put whatever chocolates inside you choose. And we have them down from one piece up to like a pound and a half. They're amazing. Then we have the little character boxes, and it's reminiscent of the Small World at Disneyland, right? They look like that, and they hold chocolates inside, and they're all like these little paper and silk and ribbon.
Handmade.
Everything's handmade in the factory, and we import it. Even the coffee we serve is from Mr. Toy Share's factory. We're strictly an import business.
He is the real life Willy Wonka.
He's in his 80s, and his father started the factory before he was born. So he's literally done nothing his whole life but chocolate.
So can you ship those across country? I mean, I know it's real.
You can't imagine. Just to give you an idea, in the business, I'm the shipping magnet, so to speak. And so over the holidays in December, I sent out 863 boxes of chocolate. So the long answer is yes, we ship all over the country.
In a refrigerated truck because it's like 90 degrees here.
I put it in thermal bag ice packs.
Okay, we want to give it to our granddaughter.
Oh, nice. Where is she?
She's in Maryland.
Okay.
We're here to talk about business. I wanted to ask, are you making any money or are you eating all the profits?
It's a little of both.
Yes, we get high on our own supply. That does happen. But it's, you know what? When I first spoke to the franchisee in La Jolla, lovely woman, she's a Swiss American, Karen Bacon is her name. And when I was just kind of trying to figure out if this is something we really wanted to go for, she had two conditions by which this would be successful. She said, one, you can't need the money, and two, you have to be passionate about it. If you're passionate about it, the money will come. If you're doing it for the money, you're doing it for the wrong reasons, because it's not a get-rich-quick scheme at all. It's a lifestyle choice. We ride our bikes to our chocolate shop every day, right? It's not the worst way to go. It's a lifestyle. We've gotten down to where we can work 3 days a week during the summer. And then during December, we work 9 days a week. So, you know, it all balances out.
And the Golden Triangle of Beverly Hills, it's a real community. You know, like we're one block west of Rodeo Drive. And all the little shopkeepers and owners know each other. And it's like a little family in Beverly Hills amongst the shopkeepers, isn't it? It's a little village here. And we are the best chocolates. And although it's funny, it is known in some corners as the Chocolate Triangle because there's so many chocolate stores in Beverly Hills. But it's widely recognized that our chocolate is far superior. And
spell the name quickly.
Yes, it's TEUSCHER. It's the family name of the chocolatier in Zurich.
And the way to remember it is, it's called Toysher. So, want a toy? Sure.
That's how you pronounce it. We're right next door to William Morris.
Kind of a funny story. This was a few years ago. Adam Sandler. Adam came in and bought some chocolates for his daughter. He couldn't have been nicer.
He couldn't have been nicer. They were very sweet. No, we do. We get a lot of celebrities. We have like the studios will call us to send gifts.
Tom and Tara Gallup, owners of Beverly Hills Toysher. What is your favorite chocolate?
Oh, the champagne truffle is what we're famous for. It's about 80% of what we sell. And it is the only truffle in the world made with Dom Perignon. We are told it was discovered in a dream. So Dolph Toysher Sr., it was one of the hottest summers on record in the 1940s back in Switzerland. And he was having a heck of a time. His chocolates were melting all over the place. And we think he maybe had a little too much bubbly before bed. And he had been this very lucid dream. And he woke up with this amazing recipe in his mind to make a champagne truffle. It was the first time that anyone had ever made a champagne truffle. And to this day, it's still the only one made with Dom Perignon.
Yeah. And in fact, there are only two people in the world that know the recipe. Mr. Toysher Jr., who's 84, and the lead chocolatier. And they never fly together.
People use it for their weddings, their anniversaries. Valentine's Day, there's a line around the block. It's extraordinarily romantic, this truffle.
That's amazing. We have to take a commercial break. Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gerhardt, our very special guests today, Tom and Tara Gallup, will be back with more right after this.
Have you considered getting life insurance, but you smoke? And you've been told more than once that you need to pay smoker rates, and those rates are too expensive for you? Are you between the ages of 40 and 70? Now you can call our special toll-free number at the Term Lifeline and learn how to qualify for a life insurance policy at non-smoker rates. That's right. Now you can get a life insurance policy even if you're a smoker at non-smoker rates. You can save significantly on a life insurance policy. Call right now. Ask our specialist how you can qualify for non-smoker life insurance rates even if you are a smoker. We'll shop all the top life insurance companies and provide you rates that you can afford. Call now and ask our agents how you can qualify for non-smoker life insurance rates.
800-565-2430. 800-565-2430. 800-565-2430. That's 800-565-2430.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-255-4940.
800-255-4940. 800-255-4940. That's 800-255-4940.
Now back to Passage to Profit. Once again, Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
And our special guests, Tom and Tara Gallup, all the way from Beverly Hills. And boy, have they got a podcast for you. Guys, tell us about your podcast.
Our podcast is called For Love and Chocolate. And this was the brainchild of my wife, Mrs. Truffles. We're known as Mr. and Mrs. Troubles.
Yeah. Sounds like something out of a children's book. I don't know.
Yeah. And so just a little background. I don't know if you guys have seen broadcast news, but there's a scene where Holly Hunter is talking to the head of the news division. And she's just a know-it-all. And he says, it must be terrible. It must be hard knowing that every time you're with a group of people, you're the smartest person in the room. And she says, yeah, it's awful. And I feel like that's my wife. She's so brilliant.
I know the feeling.
And I used to come along kicking and screaming with her ideas. And so this has been going on for a year where she said, sweetie, we've got to do a podcast. We've got all these stories, these romantic stories of people that come in and they just, you know, they coming to Toysha, whether it's in Zurich or New York or Chicago or Beverly Hills, it's become a fabric of their lives. It's kind of they mark time with events based on our chocolate. And these stories have to be told. People are falling in love, first dates, all of these things. And I was like, yeah, podcast. Anyway, smash cut to last February, like right after Valentine's Day, we brought my best friend, Tim DeKay, and his wife on the show, who I've known for 30 years. And it was really, it was an experiment. We didn't know how it was going to go. We had so much fun. They had so much fun. They had, in that hour, had created an audio file for their kids to listen to about how they met and fell in love and how they keep love alive. And so now we're 15 episodes in, and we broke the top 50 comedy podcasts on Apple. It's not something we expected. We were doing this.
I thought this was about love. This is comedy?
It's both.
They're intertwined.
It's a little bit of a variety show, too. We've started adding a musical element because Mr. Truffles here has a very pretty voice.
How did you meet?
How did we meet? We met getting takeout food in Beverly Hills.
Yep.
We were both getting a kale salad to go. Well, I was getting a few for myself and some friends. And he was getting one for his daughter. And we were at the Honor Bar, which is a Houston's restaurant, if you're familiar with that chain. And it was just a really, if I'd been 10 minutes earlier, or he'd been 10 minutes later.
It was kismet.
Yeah.
Then lightning struck.
I just saw Tara was in a little black dress, sipping what I thought was champagne out of a champagne flute. And she just looked so beautiful. The light was just like hit her. Felt like I'm that's faint on away and, you know, a screen test.
And the way you remember this.
And she was just kind of listening. She was giggling at something I was saying to the manager. And I turned around and I stared at her, and I stared a little too long. And she finally said, what? And I said, I have to say, I'm a fan. She said, what are you a fan of? I said, I don't know. You're sitting here getting takeout alone, sipping champagne, little black dress. I'm a fan. She said, yeah, it's not champagne. It's sparkling wine. I said, it's sparkling wine because it's not from Champagne, France. And it's just been this kind of fun banter and this little love that keeps percolating every day ever since.
Yeah, we just keep finding new fun things to do together. So we opened the chocolate shop. We got two dogs. We have podcasts, and we bought an Airstream trailer, so we like to go camping along the beautiful California coast. And it's just, that's part of our inspiration for, like, endeavors, is just finding things we love to do together.
Yeah, in fact, we just bought, we invested in a mobile podcast studio, so we've been recording couples on the road.
We look for couples who have been married, like yourselves, a long time.
Seems like yesterday, though, for me.
We find out how you met and fell in love, and then we ask for your advice of how to make love last, because you guys obviously got it right.
Guys, just do everything your wife wants, and it'll last forever.
It's awesome. Very good.
Take it one day at a time.
We end every podcast with a giant moisture swag bag that usually has champagne, it's got our chocolate, and it also has Mrs. Truffle's body butter.
Oh, yes. This is another little side business. So I make this amazing, like, natural body butter that's just, I've been making it for myself for a very long time. And I just started adding it to the gift bags. And now you can buy it in my shop, too. It's for 11 chocolate body butter. by Mrs. Truffles. It's all the best things for your skin. You could order it from our store.
Yeah, on BeverlyHillsToyShirt.com.
Yeah.
You can get Mrs. Truffles Body Butter.
Tom and Tara Gallup, why don't you give us your contact information one more time just to make sure that people have it.
Our chocolate, you can find our chocolate at Beverly Hills Toy Shirt, and that's TEUSCHER.com. We do ship all over the 48 contiguous United States. And then our podcast can be found on ForLoveAndChocolatePodcast.com. We're on all the streaming services. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple. We're on Amazon. And it's a fun romp. And another thing, if you do go to our website, if you listen to our podcast and like it, if you write a question into our mailbag and we use it, we send you Toy Shirt chocolate.
That's amazing.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 31 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.